Good afternoon, I'm Vineb New. The number of new cases of the highly contagious variant of the coronavirus that was discovered in the UK continues to rise in the Garden State. There are now 31 cases in 11 counties so far, with Ocean County having the most at 12. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says one death has been attributed to the new variant, and three of the cases involve people who recently traveled. Scientists have said the mutation is up to 70% more contagious, but there is preliminary evidence that it could be more deadly than other variants. Jersey has now given out more than a million COVID vaccines, and supplies are expected to increase in the coming weeks. Governor Murphy says as the vaccine numbers continue to go up, COVID hospitalizations and infections are trending downward.
All of this means that our healthcare system remains in a very strong position and capable of treating those currently in its care.
Murphy adds if these positive trends continue, additional steps will be taken to reopen the state economy. The Jersey Vaccine Call Center handled more than 16,000 calls this past weekend, answering all sorts of questions. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says a lot of people are asking if there is a charge to get a vaccine once you get an appointment.
There is no cost to get vaccinated. There is no out-of-pocket expense.
Persichilli adds another common question is, can the vaccine give you COVID-19? The answer is no. The Ocean County GOP Screening Committee has their candidates for the primaries in November general election. After unanimously endorsing the incumbents for legislative districts 9, 10, 12, and 30 for both the Senate and Assembly seats, as well as Ocean County Commissioner. Among the notable endorsements, Jack Cittarelli for governor and Barbara Bobby Joe Crea of Little Egg Harbor to take the spot of the retiring Jerry Little on the ballot for Ocean County Commissioner alongside Gary Quinn this fall. Perhaps more people being home in New Jersey for Super Bowl 55 on Sunday is the reason behind a 116% increase in wagers from Super Bowl 54 last year. The state is reporting that wagers on this year's Super Bowl was about $117.4 million, with a projected total sports wagering payout of $106.1 million. It resulted in a win of $11.3 million for the sports wagering books. In sports today, the Nets visit the Pistons at 7. Sixers are in Sacramento for the Kings at 10. Flyers skate in D.C. with the Capitals at 6 o'clock. Weather today, rain on and off with some light winds, highs around 40. Tonight, some clouds, lows around 20. I'm Vineb New on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.